Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm a holistic coach and beauty expert. I'm here to empower and motivate you to improve your health and lose weight by adding more whole plant foods into your lifestyle. In addition, kick stress to the curb. So be open to receive, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Hello there, my friend. How are you feeling today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'm curious, did you get enough sleep last night? I know sometimes we don't feel like we do, and sleep is incredibly important, all right? For everything, for our quality of life. And you know, adequate sleep can help reduce our stress levels because our brain activity fluctuates while we're sleeping. It can increase and decrease during different levels of our sleep stages, making up our sleep cycle. And this can most definitely affect our emotional and our mental health. So whenever we're getting sufficient sleep, you feel more alive, right? During sleep, our brain can work to evaluate and remember our thoughts and memories. And it appears that the lack of sleep can be very harmful to us emotionally. And it also can affect our mood and how we are reactive in our day-to-day life, right? So I know you've been like snappy whenever you're tired, you know, it just kind of happens because you're not completely there. So what we're going to do today is just talk about improving our sleep hygiene. So it might take some trial and error. You might have to just try a couple different things out, and that's okay. You just keep working at it, just like you work at everything else. Just you find what works for you. All right. So let's go. So first of all, let's look at how much sleep you're actually getting, right? So are you at least getting about 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep? So there's just a nice median for giving your body that time to rest and rejuvenate as it needs and being consistent about it, right? Do we not throw that word around all the time, consistency? But when you think about it, it's highly important in every aspect, right? So being able to go to bed at the same time every night, wake up at the same time every day. I know this can sometimes be tricky depending on how your life is structured, but just trying your best to have those times set. And then also, if it's a work day versus not a work day. Okay, so let's say you typically have your day structured when you work Monday through Friday, okay, and you give yourself those weekend days off, or say you work 4 days a week and you have a longer days where you don't have them technically work days. On those other days, still waking up and going to sleep with the same time frame, so that your body can get used to it. And even though it might not seem like a big deal, those 1 or 2 hours, let's say you want to sleep in an extra hour because, oh, it can be tempting. Okay, sis, it really can. It can have a negative impact on your circadian rhythm and your quality of your sleep. And you don't want to get set back off, like say a Monday rolls around again, and you're like, oh, here we go. And you're like lethargic, right? So let's just try our best to stay on that same pattern, all right? And something else that we can do is try to make our sleeping environment, right, like our room, maybe like dark and cool. Try just to make it very comfortable and quiet if possible. These things cannot always be set, especially a quiet environment, right? So if you don't necessarily have a quiet environment around you, then you can get a white noise machine. They have them everywhere. They're very good. They'd be very soothing. And you can choose the sound that you like. If you want an ocean, fans, rain, there's a variety of sounds. I mean, sometimes they have like 30, 60 sounds on them, for example, depending on which one you choose. And that can help drown out outside noise. And it may help you to be in a cooler environment. This can vary from person to person. We're all individual. We're all unique. So maybe your thermostat, maybe like 60 to 68 or like set 72 may feel comfortable for you. Some people may want it warmer. It's just an average. Just finding something that works, right? I think generally most people like it cooler, but that's not saying that it's right, okay? And also blue light that's emitted out on our phones, on our TVs. So trying to have it a little bit more dim can help you wind down, okay? And a lot of times on our phones and things of that nature now, you can set it on a sleep cycle. So like I typically, on my phone personally, I do an hour before. I think an hour is a good wind down time. And the light automatically goes down because the light can stimulate our brain and keep us from falling asleep. So trying to also avoid playing games or screen time per se, and just try replacing that with something else, something more relaxing, right? If you want to read a book, try avoiding any big talk, any really big discussions before bed. Save that for the next day or earlier in the day. And if you had something on your mind, this is a great time to journal, right? Get all your thoughts out. I mean, in general, that's a good practice to have, right? Getting your thoughts out, recapping your day, going over what you did, and just getting it all out on paper so you're not processing it in your mind while you're asleep. Because you never go to sleep and you just have these thoughts on your mind. You just can't stop thinking about it. So try to put it on paper and be like, boom, this is it for right now. And you can revisit that later. Any meditation or breath work. Breath work will be really good to just help calm your system down. You can try inhaling quietly through your nose while counting to four, holding your breath for seven, and then exhaling slowly through your mouth for a count of eight. And then repeat this about five times, right? Just help calm you down. It'll feel really, really good. And then even before we get to our room, we should try to avoid eating. Shoot for 3 hours before you want to go to bed, okay? And limiting our caffeine intake. Look, I had to work on this before with myself because me and coffee, we had a nice relationship. Okay, but I've gotten a lot better with that, all right? Especially when that 2 o'clock comes around, your blood sugar is like, help me, help me. I was like, all right, where are you at? But, you know, that's something personally I had to deal with. And I know I'm not the only one, all right? I know I'm not. All right, so ideally stopping our coffee intake before like 3 p.m., 1 to 2 cups of coffee is good, but you know, sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes it'd be like a lot more. Sometimes it might be like 4 or more cups. And then also with not eating 3 hours before is really going to help with our digestion and our gut as well, because it'll be like a healthy way to do intermittent fasting. Like, so say you eat dinner at 7 p.m. and you don't need to snack. Sometimes we're snacking out of habit, right? You're just sitting there. You might have a glass of wine. You might have some chips or cookies or whatever that is, right? And it's just a habit. It's not like you need it. It's not like you're hungry. You just condition yourself to do that. Like, you might have a routine set that you need to break. We're going to redo our habits, right? So for example, let's say you're going to stop eating at 7. You don't have anything, okay? And then you don't eat again till 7 a.m. the next morning. You gave yourself a nice 12 hours for your body to just kind of reset itself, not work so hard. Your body's happy right now. It's like, yes, thank you, it's going to say to you. Okay. So that's just a healthy way that we could intertwine intermittent fasting into our life and give yourself time to rest. Okay there, my friends. So I hope you found some of these tips valuable that you can start implementing into your life today. There's also a link down in the show notes for free resources where you can go ahead and download a stress management tool sheet. All right, until next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform. And also don't forget to leave a written review, as well as share this episode. That's how we spread the message.